The West Live. The West Live with Jenna Clark. Brought to you by Neds. Take it to the Neds level. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Get into the garden with Charlie Allbone.
I never thought I'd be a green thumb, but ever since we started chatting to Charlie Allbone last week on the show, I think we had to have the great man back himself. Charlie, nice to have you on the show again. Now, it's getting really warm over here in WA. It's going to be 34 over the weekend where we'll be reading your column in the Sunday Times. Water is probably going to be a big issue. How are we going to keep our plants alive in this first hot day of the spring?
Yeah, so this week I've written an article on how to make the most of this rainfall.
Yeah.
When it arrives, you know, so you can use it when the weather does heat up.
Yes.
So it's all about improving your soil. Mm-hmm. So, you know, adding compost to help hang on to moisture, adding mulch, adding soil wetters, all those sorts of things. But then also picking the right plants for the right spot. So you really need to get to know your garden. And the best way to know your garden is to sit down and spend a whole day perhaps drinking gin and tonic is the way I like to
like it.
And you notice where the high spots are, the low spots are, the hot spots, the dry spots, and pick the right plants for those spots, and they'll do much better than trying to put a plant in a spot where it's not naturally going to like it.
Good idea.
But the gin and tonic is a great way for the day to pass, but you should make notes as well, because you forget a lot of it.
Yeah. And probably write it on your phone, because my handwriting gets a bit wobbly after two.
Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure. Now, once you've done that, should you go to a nursery or a place like Bunnings and kind of and bring in some help, some of the staff members, and say, look, this is what the lay of the land is, and get their advice?
Yeah, absolutely you should. You know, the lower spots in your garden are always going to hold a bit more moisture. The higher spots are going to be drier. So try and put your drought-tolerant plants in the high spots, and sort of more bog-loving, water-loving plants like hydrangeas and things like that in the low spots. Mm-hmm. But if you're not sure, the good thing about gardeners is they're so happy to share their information. So just ask people, go on forums, go to hardware stores, and just say, this is my predicament.
Yeah.
Can you help me? And if someone knows, they're going to give you the truth.
Yeah, indeed. Now, last week you gave me some great tips for my indoor plants. My ivy is now thriving after I took it into the shower with me. I need to go and get some sea salt, obviously, to really pump it up to get it through the warmer seasons. Now, I grew up on a farm in regional WA, and we used to capture rainwater in the capture water in the shower. So we take a bucket into the shower and then put it on the garden. Probably not the easiest thing to do if you live in the metro area or things like that. But how can we capture rainwater in our gardens for summer?
So rainwater tanks are a fantastic way to do that. But the cost in those can be a lot for installing the tank, and also the pump as well. Because if you're running it through a retic situation, like an irrigation system, you need a pretty decent pump for it to survive.
Yeah.
So if you've got a garden shed, just getting a big, what's called a water butt, so you can find them in Bunnings or something like that, big plastic tub at the bottom of the downpipe, and just collect as much water as you can. You need it to be sealed, though, so mozzies don't get in. It's really important. And you should never be plumbing into sewer or downpipes yourself. You need to let a plumber do that, the stormwater or the sewer, I should say. So you need a plumber for that. But just try and collect as much as you can in buckets and things like that to reuse. Mm-hmm. But also, if you're starting a new project, you could change the lay of the land to give you a gully, which could collect the water and deposit it somewhere to give you a low spot, and then it goes back to picking the right plant for the right spot.
Love it. I love it. As we mentioned last week, I live in an apartment and I have a bed of jasmine, which is getting a little bit, gets a lot of sun and things like that. And I know that they do like the sun. How can I help? We have a bit of retic, but how can I help? Because I love the smell, obviously, being summertime. How can I help it thrive a little bit more, or help it along the way?
So because you're in a balcony, it's probably in a pot.
No, it's in a bed. It's in a bed,
So, again, give it as much water as you can, and give it a lot of fertilizer. So a liquid fertilizer is going to be really good because it's instantly taken up, whereas a pellet one is sort of slow released. So you can liquid feed every 7 to 10 days if you really want to.
Okay.
And to push on the flowers, something high in potash.
Gotcha.
That's really going to make the flowers sing and smell a lot more, which is nice.
Beautiful. Hydrangeas, you mentioned them before. They're one of my favourite blooms for this time of year. If I bought one in a pot, is that okay to keep it like that for a couple of months?
Yeah, absolutely it is. You know, pots, They're not bad, but they're not a natural environment for a plant. So you just need to give them a little bit extra water. And when you do plant them out, just make sure the roots haven't circled around the pot and become what's called root bound. If you do, you just need to tease those out just so when the new roots come from the base of the plant, they've got an easy root run out into the natural soil.
Love it, love it, love it. Now, we'll read all of that and more in the Sunday Times, in your column in the Sunday Times over the weekend. Mm-hmm. But Better Homes and Gardens, you're a presenter on the show. What can we expect on tonight's episode?
Tonight we have the most amazing garden that me and Joanna Griggs are visiting. So it's one in northern New South Wales, ooh, in Ballina.
Love Ballina.
So this guy, he runs a cactus nursery for the trade, and he has collected some really rare and spectacular cactus, but put it in this most amazing new architectural building and worked so well with the architect to create just a stunning home. So it's really worth a watch.
Oh, beautiful. Look forward to it. Well, Jetta Homes and Gardens, it's on 7:30 on Channel 7. And as I mentioned, Charlie Allbone, great columnist for the Sunday Times. Cannot wait to chat to you next week. You have a lovely weekend.
You too. Take care and happy gardening.